memories of Pete in a little bit. But right now, we wanted to extend an earlier segment by bringing Luanna Coward into the picture. Luanna is the founder of an organization recognizing every lingering inward emotional feeling. And that spells relief. That's how she spells relief. And it's an organization that she founded and involved some other mothers with. First, good morning. It's nice to have you here.
Good morning.
And I know that you've lost three children, is my understanding, and it was losing one child that led to your causing this organization or forming it. Tell me the story.
Okay, briefly, the story I've told thousands of times that'll be with me for the rest of my life. Nevertheless, I lost three sons to violence Friday before Mother's Day, 2001. I lost my first son, Harry Coward, at the age of 18 at a lawn party, memorial lawn party for a youngster, one of our first youngsters in the city of Duquesne City, that drive-by took place. The boy was 14 years old. Years, they kept on having anniversary, what the young people do, cookouts and everything. Well, in 2001, May 11th, Friday for Mother's Day, my son was there for 20 minutes, and as he was exiting, he was killed. He was murdered, shot 10 times. His age was 18. 5 months and 17 days after that, my nephew was found hanging. Then the storm pretty much was had lightened for my family and I. And then 2005, December 11th, my second son was murdered, James Philip Jones, age 17, while he and his sister was in the city of Northside, Spring Hill Apartments, rode someone over there. And as he was exiting the car, he was shot in the back. Nevertheless, as time went on, that is when I began the Relief Informal Support Group on May 9th, 2009.
Well, and your ability to turn these events into something, you know, less random and direct that can support other people. Each of whom has his or her own feelings about losing somebody to violence is just a really important thing to have done. A lot of folks might be thinking that when kids lose their life in this way, it's due to they themselves being bad kids, and that's not the case. Sometimes it may be that risky behavior is involved, but a lot of times it's very random and very accidental in terms of how it happens. So I want to be sure to add that to this discussion. And regardless, it's, you know, the factors leading up to deaths like these are really beyond the control of the
Yes,
kids.
And yes, it really is, because what society at large don't understand, that grief is not done all at once. There are long-term aftershocks for family. I call it the aftermath. Fortunately, nature has a way of bringing us in contact with our own pain only when we are able to bear it. Nothing about the grief journey is simple. So therefore, the Relief Informal Support Group, our purpose is to provide a place where one can best understand the other one's grief, and together we heal together. And I need to say that I actually start the Relief Group inviting different mothers, what God had laid on my heart to invite, that lost their children to violence. And all I can say is that was in 2009. Little did I know that in 2012, May the 16th, I would lose my last son.
Oh, goodness.
That would be my third son to violence. And see, it's like as a mother or a parent of a, we look at the little things, what the society at large will probably overlook. The littlest things help to bring about such grief. My first son was murdered on May 11th, 2001, on 5th and Ferndale Street in Duquesne City. And then in the middle was my second son in 2005. And then, sad to say, on April 16th, 2012, my youngest and last son was murdered on Ferndale and Catherine Street. So while I say that, I'll say this, that I stood there at the murder site, and I looked down the road 11 years ago. I was standing on one block of Ferndale and 5th Street, and 11 years afterwards, I was standing on the same street on opposite block for my last son's death. So I need to say that I began to write a book called Unexpected Events after the first three tragedies. So then once after my third son was murdered, I knew then that it was time to complete the book. And the book actually took, like, you know, 10 years to write.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the organization.
Yes.
Relief in our remaining minute.
Yes.
Or so. You have reached out to mothers. Are other family members involved as well, or is the organization primarily for moms who have lost kids?
No, we at this point, we open our doors to anyone that's out there that lost a loved one and is definitely struggling with grief, because grief, it's no discrimination, because grief is grief, and it's a lot of people. Grief affects everyone. All we ask is that to respect each other's where their grief is at. And nevertheless, we have our meetings once a month. And we also, if you want to know more about Relief, you can go to www.luannacoward.org. It explains so much more.
I was going to ask you, and also you will be at Contemporary Craft today.
Yes.
If you were with us last hour, we were talking about it. First of all, I don't know if I've ever said these two words together, sympathy and congratulations together, because you've managed to certainly you can't fully process or ever not have the grief you must have from your sons and also other family members affected. But you've also formed an organization that can help other people cope with grief and explore it. So I want to congratulate you for that, Luanna.
Yes, I want to say that once you work through your grief, afterwards is where the creativity comes from, and you will grasp the strength, and we help one another in
Thank
our grief.
You. Thanks for being with us. That's Luanna Coward from Relief.